You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kiana. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. Well, I'm in need of a tow. Yes, ma'am. I'm at the house now in Euless. I left my car in Dallas yesterday because the CV axle broke. And so I need to get it towed. I'll just see if I have any kind of free tow on my insurance, or I think I get a discount or something like that, possibly.
Okay, we can definitely check that out. But right now, I just have to ask you a few questions. Can I please have your first name?
Caleb, C-A-L-E-B.
And your last name?
William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
And can you please just verify that callback number in case we get disconnected?
817-845-41.
Okay. Okay, so
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You're going in and out of
800-817-845-41.
Yes.
All right, and would you like to opt in to receive mobile text updates of the status of your service today?
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Message and data rates may apply. Can I please have your policy number?
I don't have my insurance here right in front of me. Can I give you my driver's license number, possibly?
No, we would have to look it up by your policy number.
Okay, I can pull up my email real quick. 1 second.
Okay.
Card. Okay, policy number. 1 moment. Attention date, policy number. Okay, 65/5140-77900.
All right, just give me 1 second so I can look this up. All right, and just for security reasons, will you please verify the address that's associated with the account?
308 Rosemary Lane, Euless, Texas, 76039.
All right, and what's the vehicle you're calling about today?
2008 Lexus ES350 Silver. It looks like it might need like a flatbed truck to get it, or one that picks it all up, because the back axle looks like it's messed up too. I don't know. When the first one came out, and I hit a pothole, like it seemed like the back one on him. I don't know if it can ride. You know, like if it can be picked up from one side or not. I think both sides have to be on like a flatbed.
Okay, we can definitely set up a flatbed. Do you know if the vehicle will shift out of park and go into neutral?
Oh, yeah, it'll shift. It runs and everything. I don't think the tires will move on either end. All the tires on the right side will not move. They're both, like, bent inwards and all broke. And the front control arm's broken, look like. The CV axle's messed up, and I'm pretty sure the control arm is broke because I work on cars myself. I just fixed a bunch of stuff on this vehicle before this.
All right, I can note that in just so that they're aware of it. Do you know if your vehicle... Okay, you can go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you know if it's a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle?
Front-wheel drive, I believe.
Okay. And just to verify, is this service the result of an accident?
No.
Will you be on scene with the vehicle when the provider gets there?
I didn't want to be. Honestly, if I don't have to be, because I'm like 30 minutes away. I'm in Euless, and it's all the way up. It's right across the highway from Medieval Times. But I have the keys, and the vehicle is locked, so I don't know if I might need to be there or not.
Yeah, so you would at least have to take the keys to the vehicle, because if you're not going to be there, it would be considered an unattended tow. So the keys would have to be in the vehicle, and the doors would have to be unlocked. And you would also have to agree to a liability waiver stating that if anything happens to the vehicle before the provider gets there, that they are not going to be held responsible.
Okay, well, I'll just go ahead and meet them there. I'll just need to find out when they can be there and how much it'll be.
All right. If you end up just leaving the keys, where would you put them?
If I do just leave them, it'd be under the floor mat or under the seat. But I'll probably just go ahead and stay there with the vehicle because I have a lot of tools and stuff in it too. If the doors need to be unlocked, I need to stay there.
All right, that's not a problem.
But my dog is sick right now too. He seems really, really sick. I'm really scared. I'm trying to get him to the vet too. So if this is going to be in a couple hours, whatever, I'll just bring him to the vet first. But just let me know. I just want to make sure I'm there whenever you think the tow truck might be close by.
Well, we should know the ETA once we reach out to the providers. And they're also, we'll send you a message with their ETA so you can kind of work around the estimated time that they give you.
Okay.
Do you know the address where your vehicle was located?
Let's see. I found an address just a second ago. I think it was 2000 Stemmons. Let me find it real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so here's me all the times. And my car was right across him. I would say that my car is... Is it for an American, James? This one. Here's the address right here. 2000 North Stemmons Freeway, Suite 1D205, unit number 220, Dallas, Texas, 75207. It's right in that parking lot right there. And it might be over to the right a little bit. There's another store called Amanda James, but when the tow goes just there, it's either in that parking lot or it's all the parking lots connected. It's one real big one. It's either right there or it's over to the store or next to the address I gave him. But he should be able to see it. It's right there in the front row closest to the building.
Okay. Just give me 1 second so I can look this up for you.
Okay.
Can you repeat that address for me? Because it's not popping up on my map.
Okay, I'll give you one more address. It's called American Leather Innovation, is the store address I just gave you. Because here's medieval time. So yeah, let's try. I'm pretty sure that's it. Try 2050 North Stemmons Freeway, number 7935, Dallas, Texas. And that's Capco and Company Fine Diamonds and Jewelry. But it's right in the parking lot right next to that. All these two addresses I just gave you are exactly across the highway on 35 from Medieval Times. When I was sitting in the parking lot yesterday, I could see Medieval Times right there. I was like, oh, man. Did that address go through?
It's still loading. It is showing 2050.
Yeah, 2050 N Stemmons, Stemmons, freeway number 7935. on it says, F to, I guess, most of it's freeway numbers. Yes, suite number 7935, or it says number sign 7935, Dallas, Texas, 75207. Yeah, it's that jewelry store.
Are you on the phone with them still?
Yes.
Can you find out if you can ride back with the tow guy? I can Uber you there. I have money on Uber.
All right, so you said that this jewelry store was right across the highway from the vehicle?
Medieval Times is exactly across the highway. This jewelry store address I gave you to is on the correct, the same side. The car, you should be able to see the car from this address in that parking lot.
Okay, then I do have that mapped and located.
Okay.
And where would we be taking the vehicle?
The 308 Rosemary Lane, Eunice, Texas.
All right, so it is showing me now that you are only covered for $50, and if we was to proceed, that anything outside of $50 you would be responsible for out of pocket.
Okay. How much will it cost altogether, do you think?
I'm not sure, so I would have to reach out to providers and get a quote for you, but I can do that before
okay.
we set up the service.
Okay. That'd be cool if you can do that.
All right, absolutely. And then I will give you a call back with those estimates shortly, okay?
Okay, and also I was wondering, if I get dropped off there, would I be able to possibly ride back with the tow truck to my address, or is that not allowed?
See, there's like a 50-50 possibility. Due to COVID-19, a lot of providers have not been allowing riders simply because of safety issues. We can ask, but it's not guaranteed. And if we can't find a provider that's allowing riders, you would have to find your own transportation.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right. You said you'll call me back when after you find quotes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
No problem. Bye.